Okay, ready for this? Hang on. There we go, there's my stopwatch to make sure we don't go over the 5 minutes, because we're in trouble if we do. This is the English programme broadcasting exclusively on Audio Boo. How are you? I didn't mean to make that rhyme there, but never mind. Okay, we have some rather interesting news. As you know, we are broadcasting from Spain. And I've got a very big problem at the moment, because I have yet to have registered as an overseas voter. And the deadline is Monday, the 20th. So I've got a bit of a problem. Now, British citizens living overseas, according to the Foreign and Commonwealth Office website, can vote in the general election and the European parliamentary elections in the UK. Every British citizen who has been registered to vote in the UK within the last 15 years is eligible to vote in the elections. But to be eligible to vote on May the 6th, you must register as an overseas voter. So first of all, you have to have been registered for 15 years. Then you have to register again, and this is the tricky bit. You have to register as an overseas voter by the 20th of April. And the thing is, if you have to go to the Electoral Commission's website, download the form, fill it in, sign it, send it off. Of course, you're not going to get it in time. I've been told that if you can, you can email it in to your local council. So, for all the information and to download the form and everything, go to the Electoral Commission's website, or go to aboutmyvote.co.uk and look for the link to register to vote. You cannot, however, vote in the local elections or the elections for the Scottish Parliament. So there you go, you can vote, but the deadline is, Tuesday. So you must get it done before then. You have to download the form, sign it, scan it, and email it into your local council before Tuesday. If you manage to do that, you'll have absolutely no problem at all. I am, of course, an overseas voter, but I sort of came to live in Spain back in 2006, which means technically I've never actually voted overseas. So I'm an overseas voter without actually having done it, if you get what I'm trying to say. So this will be my first election where I'm not actually in the country. So it's all rather exciting for me. I lead quite a simple life, as you can tell. Don't I, Pilar? Yes, I do. Okay, well, this is the English programme. Did you watch the political debates the other night with Cameron, Clegg and Mr. Brown? I did. I was watching it. It was on Spanish television. It's a big issue over here. British politics often is. If there's a big issue, a big story, it is picked up by the press over here. So they were broadcasting it. I had the volume turned off, and I was listening to Radio 4. Slightly out of sync by about 3 seconds. So it was a bit weird when Gordon was sort of pointing, and then three seconds later, he would say what he was saying when he was pointing, but by then, he'd moved on to something else. It was all a bit strange. But there we go. I did my best. I did my bit to support democracy and everything. So we have a few more of those, I think. I shall hope that they'll be on over here in Spain as well. We do get quite a few things on the television over here from England. For instance, Dempsey and Makepeace. We have Torchwood. All kinds of things they show over here. Well, this is the English programme. You can contact us, as always. We have a sort of a plethora of ways you can contact us. Twitter.com/EnglishRadio, MySpace.com/Steve's Radio Show. We have an email, Steve's Radio Show@hotmail.com. Sort of take your pick and drop us a line and tell us what your comments, thoughts, views, or suggestions are.